Welcome to the Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box,
CKDJ's longest running show.
I'm Josh, that's Greg, and that is Connor, and we're on episode 31, boys.
Yeah.
31.
We are on episode 31. My apologies to everybody who was looking at the social media, wondering if there's an episode today, to the three people wondering, or last week, sorry. Last week was the 30th episode. I didn't post for it on social media. That's my bad. So we'll have a post this week, though, and we'll get that all sorted out. But guys, how we feel? We're on 31. Connor, I think this is like your fifth or sixth. So you're almost getting to double digits.
Almost there.
How does it feel?
We also found out that last week we had our best segment yet.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was unreal.
That was hilarious.
We might have another one like that, to be honest.
The pizza sub segment. So actually, I didn't tell you guys this, but I actually have a Subway sandwich employee coming in later today to settle the debate of this lettuce goes on a pizza sub. They're scheduled to come in here in like 5 minutes. So
cool.
Is this real?
No, it's a joke.
Is this a joke from Subway?
Did you just? Anyways, hopefully that one slipped under the radar. Wow, Josh, started off like that already.
You just have a guy to invite him.
Don't say that. That is foul.
Let's get into the NFL.
Greg, take it away.
NFL, let's go.
All right. So this week, or last week now, we had the Thanksgiving slate of games because last week was American Thanksgiving. We had three games on the day, the Bills versus the Lions, Cowboys versus the Giants, and the Vikings versus the Patriots. In these games, the Bills beat the Lions 28-25. That game was not very good. If you're a Bills fan, like me and Connor are, we didn't look very good.
Last 5 weeks, you guys are...
Yeah, we've looked a little shaky the last,
not good.
Last few weeks.
I have to say the defense looks shambolic, but...
It does. It looks
you
very
look
bad.
At who we have out, Elam, Russo,
then again, though, like
Poyer.
The whole team... Here, let me actually read you the injury report. I'm going to tell you how many injuries we have.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's the injury report looks like a novel right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18 players on the injury report for the Bills. So, you know, that kind of contributes.
That's almost half your guys' lineup.
Literally. Obviously, as we know, there's 53-man rosters in the NFL, and 18, you know, that's like almost, yeah, that's a lot of people. So basically, we don't have a lot of our best players because, I mean, there's actually a stat when Jordan Poyer plays, I think we're like, what, 1-4, something like that?
Yeah.
1-3 in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I think he's back healthy now. But also, Josh is still injured. As we know, he still hurt his elbow against the Jets a few weeks ago. Still kind of lingering. So you can kind of tell he's still hurt when he throws. Like, he kind of winces a little bit, or he short arms a ball, which sometimes he does nowadays because of his elbow injury. I think it's like he tore his, he had like a slight tear in his what's it called, UCL. And,
in the elbow?
Huh?
In the elbow?
Yeah, it's called the UCL.
Andrew would know.
I don't know what
Maybe
it stands for, but...
Technically, text Andrew.
I think it's called ulnar collateral ligament. I think that's the word. So he had like a slight tear in that. And yeah, but he's still trying to get back healthy.
Vaughn?
Hmm?
Vaughn?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for about that, actually. Yeah, good point, Connor.
Is he going to
be
okay?
Vaughn, we had a slight scare because we thought Vaughn Miller, the Bills' star edge rusher who they signed in free agency.
The only one we have left right now.
Yeah, pretty much because everybody's hurt. We thought he tore his ACL, which would have been horrific.
Oh,
but thankfully,
cried.
It's just the MCL sprain, so that's good. He's only going to be out a few weeks, so that's cool. Honestly, I'm down to just keep him out the whole year and then just get him ready for the playoffs. That's fine with me if they want to do that. But yeah, thankfully, it wasn't as bad as we thought it was, which is great news for us because, you know, without Von Miller, we're probably not going anywhere again. So
we got Pats this Thursday. Do we think Trey White gets minutes?
Well, he played against Detroit,
yeah,
but he only played, I think, the first two drives, defensive series. So he played, I think, probably like 20 snaps in total. And then after that, we didn't see him again, which is kind of odd. But I think they just want to ease him back in because, you know, as we know, he tore his ACL last year. They want to ease him back into action, which is fair. Yeah, I think he's probably going to play most of the game on Thursday. I would be surprised if he doesn't, unless it's a blowout, obviously. He won't play. But he's probably going to play a decent amount, so we'll see how he looks in his only – he hasn't really completed a game yet since he's been back, so
yeah,
going to be interesting to see how he looks. In his limited time, though, I did see, I was kind of watching him closely on the TV during the Lions drives. He did look decent. His footwork looked fine. He looked pretty fast. He was breaking the ball decently, so I'm like, okay. Still looks a little rusty, but that's going to sort itself out.
Was Johnson playing, sorry? Was Teron?
Teron Johnson?
Yeah, was he playing?
Yeah, he did play. He looked all right. But I know there's a flu going on also in the Bills locker room right now. So injuries plus the flu. It's just not a good combination right now. So hopefully we're okay for the Pats game. I'm not too scared because the Pats aren't very good.
Don't say that.
You know, who knows? Because we did lose to them last year during that terrible win game. So we'll see what happens. But moving on to the Cowboys and the Giants. Josh. The team won 28-20.
Yeah.
Very, very gritty win for you guys. It definitely didn't look good at all. Gritty. Dak threw two picks.
Yeah, class.
And the Giants actually, I think they were missing three of their starting corners. So they had fourth and fifth stringers in, starting for them at corner, and Dak still threw two picks. So I don't know if that's very inspiring for you guys.
We can't talk about picks, let's be honest.
Considering
we can't, I agree.
Considering Dak is their starting quarterback, there's never anything inspiring about that team. That's about it.
But I just want to bring up Parsons for a second. The fact that kid is 23.
That guy's so good.
And he's doing what he's doing. He is nuts.
I just want to talk about Michael Parsons. He's
probably still leading for defensive player of the year, right?
And he's 23.
I honestly think he should be in the running for, I think he had another sack, right? Yeah, two sacks yesterday. I think he has 15 or something on total in this
season.
That
is so crazy.
And
yeah, he's 23.
He's 23. He's a rookie last year. You know what's even more crazy? He was drafted as a middle linebacker, as a pass coverage linebacker, and he wasn't very good as a pass coverage linebacker. So Dallas said, you know what, we're going to put you as an edge rusher. And they transitioned him to an edge rusher, and he's been dominant ever since. So that was definitely a really good move by the Cowboys. After seeing what his weaknesses were, they decided to move him to an edge rusher, and he's been the best edge rusher in the league for the last 2 years now. And honestly, obviously MVP is a quarterback award, but if there's a non-MVP to win quarterback finally, I think it should be Micah Parsons, because that guy, he literally changes the way a whole game's played. You literally, your offense game plans around how to not, get him to your quarterback, which is he's one of the only guys, him and Aaron Donald, maybe TJ Watt, are the three guys, or Myles Garrett too, that you are when offense, you're always worrying about that guy. So he can change a whole landscape of a game. So,
would defensive player of the year not be a defensive MVP though?
It is, but it's same with offensive player of the year. It's second to MVP. So it's
So do you think they should add a defensive MVP almost then?
I guess DPOY is still technically a defensive MVP. But I mean it's not as cool, because MVP is the clear number one award.
Yeah.
So but it's a quarterback award, because the quarterbacks get all the stats. So I think it'd be cool if somebody else, a non-quarterback wins it. I think that'd be cool. But I think
Mahomes off the top of your head, who's the last non-quarterback to win it?
Had to have been
If you know, that's fine.
Damian Tomlinson, maybe. I want to say. One of those really good running backs. Maybe Adrian Peterson back then.
Is this pre-stick or post-stick AP?
Is this this is what?
Never mind.
What are you saying?
Never mind. Pre-controversy AP or post-controversy AP?
Okay.
We won't get into that. But yeah, that guy was one of the best running backs I've ever seen in my life when he played, so... it was either him or Damian Thompson, I'm pretty sure.
His second year, AP, he played with both his knees were just torn.
Yeah.
Because he was he didn't want the backup to take his job. So he just played the whole year on two torn knees.
And that probably affected his career for the long haul by doing that.
100%.
Yeah. So that's why
football,
his career.
The thing is it's always next guy up. So if one guy comes in and has a good season, you're not going to see your job again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, then we had the last game on Thanksgiving on Thursday was the Vikings and the Patriots. This one surprised me. I didn't think this game was going to be good.
Why are we talking about the Pats on this show?
Because it's football, Connor. Okay. It's football. That's why. We're in the football segment. We're talking about football.
No one likes the Pats. Can we talk about
talk about real football.
Let's talk about
We're going to talk about this game because it was on Thanksgiving. All right, Connor?
Okay.
This was a good game. And I'm telling you right now, I was impressed with Mr. Mac Jones, even though I like to hate on him. He actually was pretty good in this game. He was 28 for 39, 382, and two touchdowns. He was good. He played well. This is probably the best game I've seen him play in a while, ever since going back to when he played in college in Alabama. I'm pretty sure he played for Alabama. This is the best game I've seen him play in the NFL, maybe. And the Vikings, I'm not going to lie, they're 9-1. I think 9-1 or 10-1. I still don't think they're very good. That's just me. I know they beat my team, so I kind of sound salty by saying that.
Their one loss is from my boys.
Yeah. And I just really don't think they're that good.
No, I wish.
Oh,
no. That'd be a big one on the resume.
No. Yeah, it would have been. But yeah, I'm not a huge I watched them play they look fine, they're 9-2 now. But they look fine. I don't think they're anything crazy. I don't think they're gonna go to the Super Bowl or anything. I still think the Eagles are miles ahead of them in the NFC. But they're all right. Patriots look pretty good. That game was fun. Kind of a shootout, which nobody was really expecting. I think people thought it was going to be a defensive game, same as I did. But it wasn't a fun game. And then now the Patriots have the Bills on Thursday night where they might get massacred. We'll see what happens, depending on our injury situation. Moving on to, we had a few really good games this Sunday. The first one I want to talk about is the, where is it, the Ravens and the Jags. This game was very fun. I didn't think it would be fun, but it was pretty bad for the first, I'd say, 2.5 quarters. And then the back half of the game in the third and the fourth, the Jaguars kind of came out of nowhere. I think it was like 19-10 going into the fourth or something. And the Jags ended up finishing with 28 points. And they won on a two-point conversion after they scored a touchdown to former Bills, Zay Jones. He scored the two-point conversion to win the game. And, yeah, that's also the second two-point conversion we had on Sunday for the win. Because we had two games being decided by a two-point conversion at the end. The other one was the Chargers and the and the Cardinals. Herbert drove down, scored a touchdown to Gerald Everett. And I think he also caught the two-point conversion, if I'm not mistaken, to win the game. So, yeah, I like that call when you're in that situation in football. If you're going to drive down, score a touchdown to tie the game. I like to go for 2 points instead of going overtime. I just think, why not? You're already that close anyway. Might as well just go for it. What are your thoughts? Would you rather kick the extra point and tie it, go to overtime, or would you rather try to go for two and then either win the game or lose the game on that play?
I guess it depends where you're at. Like, the Jags don't really have anything to lose, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're 4-7. Like, they don't have anything to lose.
They're not
going to
make the playoffs, it looks like.
Might as well play spoiler, yeah.
Yeah, might as well just try and make it so the Ravens have to be in the wild card position.
Yeah.
Already looks like they're going to be, but...
Yeah, looks like the Bengals are going to take the AFC North from them.
Which is shocking because the Bengals had a rough start. But
they did have a rough start, and now they're turning it around. Full 360.
I think you hit the nail on the head with that one.
Thank you.
That's actually a good take.
Good job, Josh.
Yeah, if you're a bad team, you might as well just go for it. Exactly.
You have nothing to lose anyway. Who cares? Yeah.
You're hoping to lose.
Yeah.
You want the higher pick, so.
Exactly. It's like, if you lose, well, that's cool. If you win, it's like, yeah, whatever.
They weren't even expected to be in this game, so.
Can we talk about the Browns game coming up this week and who's going to be starting at quarterback?
Just a quick question before we get that.
Yeah.
How was it Steelers-Colts got the Monday night football slot? How was that even possible?
I don't really know. I think people
assumed... Why would you not put Packers-Eagles on that and just rework the schedule a bit so you have way more interesting teams on the Monday night game?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Monday night games this year have been trash.
Monday night games are really never crazy good.
50% of them are the Broncos games now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Thursday and Monday they're technically primetime games, but those games usually never end up being crazy good. But that's like the schedule makers for us.
Did you see all the Broncos defense getting so pissed at Russ?
Yeah, they're yelling at Russ in his face.
Oh my God.
Like,
respectably, though.
I mean, do you blame them?
That's
he's the reason they're losing games.
I know, and their pick is going to go to Seattle, and it's going to be sick.
There's a stat right now that's like, if they scored like 18 plus points in any other game,
they'd be undefeated.
Yeah, they'd be undefeated. They'd win every game.
If they cannot score
because Russ is so bad.
Yeah,
because
he's literally been horrific. I don't think it's all his fault. I think the coaching's really bad too. But he's
in
not
in dropback
good.
Situations. Yeah. He has the second lowest percentage on pass completions.
Exactly. Yeah, like he's so bad.
Do you think Smith is number one?
Do you think new system or what?
It could. I think the system sucks. I think Nathaniel Hackett's a terrible coach. I think he needs to be fired. You know, it's his first year as a head coach, and I don't think he should ever be a head coach again. But it's not just his fault. Yeah, Jeff Saturday's the GOAT. He's a cool guy. But basically, I don't think – I just don't know. I think Russ is just – I don't know if he's losing juice or, like, I don't know what's going on in the scheme. Maybe he's not used to it, which is fair. But we're in week 13 of the season. Like, you should have the scheme figured out by now. And if you don't, well, that's on you. But
– Just one more thing on schemes. Cardinals. Obviously,
horrible.
Kyler,
so bad.
Kyler said they're – they're schematically effed.
Yeah, he did after the game. I'm not a huge Kyler guy because I don't think he's that good. But
should have stuck to baseball. Eh?
I do agree with what he's saying. He would have probably made more money there too. So, I do agree with what he's saying.
Well, he just got paid last year, no?
He did, yeah. But
like
I don't
40 mil or whatever.
I don't know. I don't just know how they
baseball
gave him that
money.
Contract.
Really Anyways,
don't. But basically, Cliff Kingsbury, he's like one of the worst coaches in the league. Seems like the Cardinals are always really good for like the first 6 weeks of the season. Then after that, they just go into a tailspin and they don't know what they're doing. Their situational awareness is terrible. They don't know how to use timeouts in situations like late game situations, end of the half situations. I don't know. They're just Cliff Kingsbury. That guy needs to get fired too. But who knows? If they get a good coach, I don't know how much it'll change because I don't think Kyler's going to be like a great quarterback in this league. But he got the bag, so respect to him. But I agree with what he said. And the last game we'll talk about here is Packers Eagles.
Can we talk about Browns Texans?
We might talk about that next week when it happens. Hold on, how much time do we have left? Oh no, we can't. Oh no, we're actually out of time, so we won't talk about that. But we'll get into the Deshaun Watson situation next week when they play. And
well, after they play,
yeah, after they play. Sorry, but yeah, that's this segment. That's that. That was this NFL segment for the press box. Went a little overtime, but it's fine. We'll be back with the NBA.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box,
CKDJ's longest running show.
I'm Josh. That's Connor. That's Greg.
Let's go. NBA segment.
We're going to get it going, boys.
We're going to talk about some 2-3 zone defense this week.
No, we're not. So I'll just start off. I stayed up late last night and watched the Lakers game.
Why?
I was depressed. Why? Because we were winning. We were winning. We were up 17 in the fourth quarter with 10 minutes to go, and we lost by 1 point.
Yep. Well, the Lakers are great dookie.
Great game.
What is that? Sorry, I'm just looking
last
at
week. Players of the week were, it was Miles Turner, I believe, and DeAndre Ayton. DeAndre Ayton robbed it from AD. AD was playing out of his mind last week, and here we are.
Sorry, I'm encapsulated by the Twitter feed.
Obviously, the Lakers that you told me in the car, they had a tough loss yesterday.
They did have a tough loss. We literally had it won, and we just choked. That's a tough one, but yep. It's the way it goes.
What else?
LeBron had 10 points in the first.
Oh, LeBron played?
Oh. 10 points in the first, rolled his ankle.
Did they play again, you said?
Pacers. Oh. So we lost to Indiana. Tyrese Halliburton, he had 40 assists over 3 games, 0 turnovers. First time ever in NBA history that's happened.
Say that again?
40 assists over 3 games, 0 turnovers.
That's pretty. He had 14 last night, jeez.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's dishing the ball.
Personally, if there was any way I could enter a giveaway to win a Tyrese Halliburton jersey, I would definitely subscribe.
It's not
public
yet.
Oh. I didn't say anything.
I see Josh. Yeah, this is the guy that hit it, right?
Yeah, that guy.
This guy hit the game winner?
Oh, no, sorry. No. Go back. It's another guy with
knee something?
Yeah, I was off the bench. Hit 12 points.
This guy.
That guy. This dude. Dude, he literally didn't play
for five games.
0 points. Didn't play. Didn't see a single minute.
Hey, he averaged 7 points off the bench. Not the worst.
Wait, can we?
Dude, he had 12 last night.
Can we find the clip? Can we find the clip of the game winner?
No, I don't want to watch it again, man. Yeah. I really went to bed so depressed.
Oh, come on.
I went to bed so depressed.
Come on. Andrew Nebhan.
I said, it was like 1:30. The game's done. I was like, let's go. And then they just end.
Was that a nice jump? Like, was it clean?
No, it was wide open.
At least it looks like the Lakers 1-2 punch is going now with LeBron and AD.
Yeah, LeBron and AD played really well yesterday, but the rest of the team,
it hasn't just been yesterday.
Does that say 24 points for Russ?
Yeah, he played well too.
Is he still coming off the bench?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Sixth man of the year, baby.
No.
No, it's actually going to be the guy on the Pacers, I think, Matherson. That guy, he's Canadian 1-2. He's averaging like 21 points per game off the bench. Yeah, he's crazy. He's really good.
Benedict.
He's the guy, though. So this guy keeps talking.
That does not say Matherson.
He averages 19 off the bench.
Yeah, he's crazy. But so this guy keeps talking crazy, though, because every time people ask him, because he has a really high confidence, he's like, I'm the best player in the league. No one's better than me. But then they ask him about LeBron. He's like, LeBron has to show that he is better than me. And I'm like, dude, you're a first-year player.
I like it, though. I back
what
it.
What the heck? You can't be saying that.
He said LeBron, the guy, who's played, the guy who's played 20 seasons and who's, like, arguably the GOAT. Yeah. Okay, sure.
Wait. He drop more points than Bron, though?
No.
No, he didn't. Bron had 25.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, he did? No, he didn't. No, he had 20. Bron had 25. Bron had 21, my bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Did he mean, like, he's the best player in the league right now?
Yeah.
Well, I mean right, to be honest, I don't mind people saying that just because I feel like that's the type of confidence you have to have in order to be, like, a great player.
Sure.
But, like,
there's certain players that you don't go at.
Yeah, exactly. Like LeBron,
he's untouchable.
Yeah, that's fair.
And there's a reason he's saying LeBron because LeBron's in his 20th year. He knows he's getting a little washed. He's not saying, like, Curry or Giannis or
Hairline's going back more.
He's going right at him.
He's lying in every interview.
His hairline's going forward, man. He's beating Father Time at this moment.
Yeah.
He's Benjamin Button.
Other team I want to talk about really badly is Phoenix.
Phoenix?
Phoenix has been really good this year. I thought they were going to regress a lot because they had a lot of problems in the offseason. Cam Johnson went down with an early injury. He's expected to come back either like in a month or he's going to be out till
they drafted him really early, eh? Like 11 or something?
Yeah, and he's been crazy this year. He's been really good for them.
So does that look like a good pick now?
Yeah, for sure.
Because I remember that Kobe White like interview.
Yeah, he is a good pick. But they beat the streaking Kings yesterday, which was a good win. But, dude, Devin Booker, I think, in my opinion, he's probably number one in MVP race right now. I know the ladder says it's Luka, but I think it should be Devin.
Really?
Their team, 14 points. He's averaging like 26 or 27. Like, he's like just outside like being a leading scorer in the league. But it's also because
he's averaging 28.
Dude, there's 7 guys this year averaging over 30.
Yeah, which is crazy.
7 guys
that like never happens.
No, this is so they've had more just this year than the last 15 exactly, seasons together.
Yeah. Can we get
the last time that more than three people in like have averaged more than 30?
I don't think it's really ever happened. To
I don't
be
think
honest,
so either.
The last like 15 seasons, there's been I think six combined people averaging like, over 30 for 15 like, seasons. This year, there's seven alone.
I feel like teams in general this year, though, like scoring as a whole has been up this year. It feels like yeah. I feel like you see a lot of like
the talent level this year is like way crazy because exactly, everyone's yeah. back off injuries like. Yeah. Every team's healthy pretty much except for, like, the Clippers. And everyone else is healthy. They're all good.
And even the Clippers, haven't they still been decent?
They have been good. But, like, yeah. Kawhi's just getting back. PG's yeah. been out for, like, 2 weeks now. He has a shoulder tear yeah. or something. He should be back soon. But,
yeah. Also, speaking of the NBA, Karl Anthony Towns is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks with a right calf strain.
I'm pretty happy about that because I have Rudy Gobert
on my
fantasy team.
That's messed up.
Because I have Rudy Gobert on my fantasy team. He's going to get
that's messed up.
Effing 60 points.
I'm not gonna. I'm surprised you took Rudy Gobert with how much you hate Rudy Gobert.
I hate him, but dude, he's a good fantasy player.
Well, yeah, that's fair. Yeah, he just
can, he gets blocks grabs boards and he does yeah. not miss from the field.
Can we get a Landry Shamet point update?
Just dude, it's probably like three.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, let's just see.
Okay, so while you go Utah on. Jazz, obviously they're the big story for the first like month and a bit of the NBA. They've cooled down a lot. They're kind of getting back to being really bad, which is expected from them.
6.5 points a game, Connor. Okay. Yeah, continue, Josh.
Yeah, so Utah, obviously they've cooled down. The yeah. Kings, they were streaking
we'll
for a while.
Half.
They're starting to cool down, which I'm pretty happy about because I don't think they're actually
yeah, they've
good.
Lost their last three now. Yeah.
But it does bring a question to me. I was thinking about this last night. Where does De'Aaron Fox rank amongst point guards in the NBA?
Right now?
Because for the last few years, he's been solid, but I feel like he's always slept on it. I even slept on him for a long time just because he plays for the Kings.
Yeah.
But like this year,
he's kind of taking the next step.
He's like 25. Yeah. He's averaging like 25, like 8 and 6 or something. Like he's playing really well. He's a little inconsistent from the three and whatnot, but he's better this year than he has been in years past. And I'm just wondering, like, is he really a top, like a debatably top 5 guy, maybe top 7?
I'd say he's definitely.
I mean, even
he's
shooting 38%, like that's right pretty now. Good from three for his standards. Right that's like pretty good.
Right now,
probably yeah.
He's better than Murray right now.
Probably yeah.
My question is, would you rather take De'Aaron Fox or John Wall?
De'Aaron Fox.
No, but not John Wall right now.
Like prime?
Like good John Wall.
I think prime John Wall.
Yeah,
over De'Aaron Fox?
Prime yes. John Wall was one of the most fun players to watch, too.
Dude, he led his team to like the fourth seed. Yeah. Like every year he was in Washington until he got hurt.
But do you think De'Aaron Fox can reach those levels of John Wall?
I think he's pretty much there.
Okay. I mean, with the way he
so
plays,
it's a harder debate
they
than
do play
lead
a lot
it
of
on.
Like.
No, I just think John Wall had a way better team than De'Aaron Fox has ever had in his career.
Yeah.
John Wall.
I mean, De'Aaron Fox plays for Sacramento.
That's what I mean, though. I think if De'Aaron Fox had the same kind of setup around him like John Wall did, I think they easily are 4 seed in the West.
Yeah.
But it's just a poverty franchise. They don't know what they're doing over there.
Yeah.
They're really just there to make money.
Relocating.
I'm not going to lie. I'm surprised he averaged 25 in 2020. That's crazy.
Yeah, but he only played 50 games.
That's true, yeah, but still.
Still, I couldn't do that.
I mean, yeah, he's having his best shooting.
No, you're
going to
make it.
I can't even do that on 2K.
Nobody, yeah. No one, none of us could. But
well, Josh got
I
a
could
three
not average 25.
In the NBA, Connor, do you know how ridiculous that is?
Yeah, no, Josh is trash.
I could play like.
Can't even average 10 in the
Mamba
League.
A bad league overseas, and maybe I'd get minutes there.
You think in Lithuania, you
sit
think
in
you're
the
balling?
Corner.
Lithuania, probably.
What about Australia? No. How many points are you putting
Australia.
Up in Australia?
Not playing
for
in Australia.
The Adelaide 76ers.
I'm not playing in Australia.
Ooh, can't make it.
No, definitely not.
All right,
good,
mate.
We have a good league.
See what it, okay.
But yeah, no. What do you guys think De'Aaron Fox ranks this year amongst point guards?
Top 10.
I mean,
he's easily top 10.
He's easily top 10.
Because when
the
we
question
when
is he top 5? That's
yeah.
the question.
Because Josh and I made a top 10 list earlier this year, and
he was not on it.
Yeah, I know, but you had Murray in it, so I think that he would just take Murray's spot in your list. 100%.
Right. Think?
Josh, do you have an updated top 5 point guards right now in the NBA?
Top 5? You can't just spring it on him.
It could.
He has it.
I don't know if it's going to be in order. So it's going to be Curry, Luka, Jaw.
Yeah.
I'd say Garland's up there. He's been playing really well this year.
Garland top 5.
I'd say so. He's been playing like who else? Like I'm trying to think of like other really good guards this year.
Chris Paul?
Dude, he's averaging 7 points.
He's fell off big
Lillard?
Time.
And then probably Dame, but Dame hasn't been healthy enough this year. He's already missed like a month.
Yeah.
He plays for a week and he's out for two. Yeah, it might be De'Aaron, man.
No, I can't say that name.
Kyrie just came back. He had one good game. Yeah.
If Tyrese Maxey's healthy, is he a top 10 point guard?
No.
You don't think so?
Halliburton might be.
With the way he plays?
Halliburton might be better than him. I think Halliburton's better than Maxey.
I think so too, yeah.
But I'm wondering if Halliburton's better than Fox. That's the thing.
I mean, Halliburton's like
he's averaging like 11 assists.
Yeah, like he's like a playmaker. Versus Fox is like he's like very explosive scorer type of guy. Yeah. Like they're two different play styles, so it's kind of hard to judge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably, I think I'd have to take Halliburton.
Do you think? No.
If I'm starting a team today, I would take Halliburton.
Yeah, for sure.
But like, if you need a scorer, like I would take De'Aaron Fox. He's so explosive. Like he can shoot a little. He's shooting 38% this year. Like that's really good.
Yeah, it is really good this year.
So like, I think yeah. It depends what you're looking for, but I think today I would still say De'Aaron Fox is a better player than him. But if as a basketball player as a whole, I think Halliburton is just he's better than him just because he's a good playmaker. He's decent on defense. Like he can score still. He's not crazy good, but
also Klay Thompson and Ben Simmons heard all the hate from people.
Yeah,
Klay Thompson's now shooting 40% from three.
Yeah,
he's up to
7%. Not better than Watanabe though.
No, but
so put some respect on the former Raptor.
He shoots wide open threes. Klay shoots.
Okay, here we go.
The craziest threes.
Yeah, he does.
But he's upped his percentage by 7% in five games.
Yeah, which is
and
wild.
And Ben Simmons is like playing like how he was in Philadelphia before he started being absolute garbage.
Yeah, which is honestly good to see because no, he was starting not. To no because no Ben Simmons was actually starting to piss me off how bad he was. I'm like, there's
I
no way
it.
That this level can be acceptable in the NBA.
What's your problem with Ben Simmons, Josh?
He's trash. He's annoying.
How do you get paid $184 million
to sit down?
Just be like, yo, I'm actually not going to improve at all, guys.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm not going to take a single jump shot. I'm not going to work on it. I'm not going to practice a free throw.
Well, recently he's been shooting the ball a bit more.
But like middies. Like
well, yeah, no, I'm just saying like he's taking more shots.
If you take the three, it adds a threat. You don't have to make them.
Yeah.
You just take
just
them.
Shoot it.
And now they have to be like, okay, well, we kind of have to close out on him because if he does hit one.
And then drive.
I mean, if we leave him open, he's going to shoot it. So we can't just keep leaving him open. So
exactly.
It does make sense, but it's like.
They'll probably miss them all. So
that's the thing. I don't
just leave him open.
You know what it is? I think he just needs to stay off social media too because like he just gets roasted to the point where it's like, I think he's afraid to shoot the ball.
I
think he's afraid of criticism.
Honestly, I think Ben Simmons could win the MVP award and still get roasted on Twitter.
I don't think he can win MVP.
Well, I'm just saying hypothetically. Yeah,
that's just an unrealistic scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also last player, Kevin Durant, he's been balling this year.
Yeah.
Someone's got a
45 yesterday. Missed five shots.
What about Joe Harris?
I think he's been absolute garbage this year.
I'm just the guy that...
I don't think he's made the rotation. I don't think he's on the rotation.
What about
Seth Curry back, and
what about
just a better Joe Harris.
What about Jared Dudley? Does that guy still exist?
He's not in the league anymore.
He's retired.
He hasn't been in the league since D'Angelo Russell was on the Nets. Yeah.
No, he went to the Lakers. He went to the Lakers. Dudley went to the Lakers, remember?
I mean, look at KD's last three games.
Lakers legend.
He's our 20th man.
Bro, 45, 31, 36 in his last
three
games.
Holy crap.
Yeah, no, he's been popping off.
Jeez. So, I mean, isn't he? Shouldn't he technically be the front runner for MVP?
Nah. They've been butt. Right now it's Luka.
Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying, I feel like, I mean, it's like.
It's true, dude. They've been so bad.
It's like, yeah, but it's like, without him, how much worse would they be? They still suck.
How much worse would the Mavs be without Luka? They wouldn't win a single game this year.
Well, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, that's fair.
The Mavs haven't won a game where Luka doesn't score over 30.
Yeah. Also, speaking of that, that's actually a good time to mention the thing Connor sent us in the group chat.
Oh, God. Dude, terrible pickup. Terrible pickup. Kemba Walker, it's almost as bad as the Jalen Brunson pickup.
Wait, who picked up Kemba Walker?
The Mavs.
Yeah, they did.
Anyways,
you sent it.
No, I sent Jalen Brunson is averaging like 23 points, and Kristaps is averaging like 21 points. And... if you read what it said,
yeah,
it said
get Luka help.
Exactly, and he had help the whole time.
Not really. Brunson was averaging 15.
To be fair, like
the Mavs.
Just because they're playing well now, like they weren't playing well when they were in Dallas. So
I know.
So it's an opportunity league.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Kristaps was averaging like 17 in Dallas,
but that
Brunson averaged like 15 last year.
But that Brunson deal is looking a little better.
Well? He has been when he's healthy.
Yeah,
don't lie. That
a few games.
Yeah. That Brunson deal is looking a bit better now.
No, it's
still terrible.
Well, I mean, it's better than it looked at the start.
Yeah, but the Knicks stuck too.
Think about it, though. They're paying him $184 million to literally give them what RJ was giving them last year, and he was on a rookie deal.
Yeah.
You say that number, and it just
yeah, no, that's
hurts.
That's how
it stings the heart every time.
And everyone's argument is like, well, the NBA is just getting so rich, man. Like, they just have money to dish out. I'm like, but you don't just dish it out like that.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get guys like Jordan Clarkson being like, I deserve that.
Yeah.
I can do what he does in the Knicks jersey. 110%.
Jordan Clarkson.
Nuggets, they've been playing well. Pelicans, Zion's been terrible this year.
What time we at?
We're
all done.
Yeah.
Okay, bye guys. Love you.
Yeah, me too.
We'll be back with the NHL.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box.
CKDJ's longest running show.
That's Greg. That's Connor. I am Josh. We are back. Another installment of the NHL.
We are definitely back for another installment of the NHL.
Yep.
And we're going to start this segment with
Bedard Watch.
This is our new segment that we're going to do every week, even though the show's going to be over in a few weeks.
Two more weeks.
We're gonna look at the standings, and then we're gonna determine what team is gonna be in the running for Bedard this week.
This week, yeah. It can change every week,
and it's gonna.
And we have a new player this week. The Philadelphia Flyers are now on Bedard Watch.
The Flyers have now lost 10 games in a row.
Holy so, crap!
They are now currently on.
Exactly.
So wait, they were 7-0.
Yeah, they're 0-7-3 in their last 10 games.
Yeah, oh, and Torts God. Is
yeah, they've
livid.
Been bad. I don't really know what happened. They kind of just fell off.
Well, their team is trash on paper.
Well, no, but they had a good start to the season, and now it's been
they're
horrific.
Undefeated.
Yeah,
no one expected them to be good this year. Let's be honest.
Yeah, nobody did. Yeah.
So they're basically on. Bedard Watch.
Yeah, they're on Bedard Watch. And then who
Jeff
was
Jeff is saying it every time I say it. The Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah, and the Chicago Blackhawks are on.
Bedard Watch.
Because they have
lost
their last seven games.
Let's go.
They're 1-7-2 in their last 10. It looks like them and the Ducks are going to be the two teams running for Mr. Connor Bedard.
I thought you were going to hand it off to me.
I was going to, but I was like, we've done it like four times already. So, But Connor, how does it feel? You know, your team is making the steps necessary to get Mr. Connor Bedard. So how does it feel?
I mean, you know, the boys are out there they're going out there, their head is high after the first period. They leave their heads low, and that's the way I want to see it this year. I don't care who we have in goal. I mean, let's just lose games.
Yeah, I was actually watching your guys' game last night.
Why?
Why
would you do that?
Because it was the bonus coverage after the Leaf game. So I had it on TV. I was like, okay, I'll just watch it, because it was in overtime against the Habs.
Yeah.
And I think Nick Suzuki scored the game winner in the
shootout.
And
I celebrated.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. Kirby Dock, you know,
it was Kirby Dock. He scored the game winner in the shootout against.
Yeah, he taunted our fans, and I was like, you know what, you go.
Yeah.
Because that was a horrible trade.
Yeah.
I was.
Were you
happy
upset when you lost Kirby Dock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was upset when we lost DeBrincat too.
Yeah, but I mean, you guys, once again, you're making the steps necessary to tank for Connor Bedard on
Bedard Watch.
Exactly. So, we have the Blackhawks are there, the Coyotes are there.
Yep.
They've lost their last two as well, but they've actually not been terrible this year, like compared to their standards.
San Jose Sharks.
The Sharks are still on Bedard Watch. Who else in the East is here? The Sens are there, but they've won their last two, so maybe not. The Flyers and the Blue Jackets are definitely there, but the most likely so far for this week's installment of
Bedard Watch
is the Anaheim Ducks. So
that is this week's Bedard Watch winner, ladies and gentlemen. The Anaheim Ducks, congratulations. You have received a Press Box Bedard Watch award for this week.
It's on its way. It's in the mail.
Yeah.
It is in the mail. Please do not
make a nice
little
certificate.
Yeah. It's going to be spelt wrong because Josh and I are illiterate. Let's talk about the Dallas Stars. Robinson on a little bit of a heater here. Where did he come from? You know,
Robinson. Jason Robinson might score 70 goals this year. So there's that.
That is nuts.
He's gotten 19 goals in 23 games this year, and obviously we knew Jason Robinson was always a really good player ever since he got drafted.
Yep.
I don't think anybody ever considered him like a top five player,
no.
Which is what he's been right now.
Yep. I mean, I didn't even know who he was before. Well, I knew last year, but.
You knew who Jason Robinson was.
Yeah. Brother of Leafs legend Nick Robertson, possibly the most overhyped mid player of all time.
Yeah, he's like he was like a second round pick, and he's like a really hyped prospect. And I think he's still young. He's only like 21, 22, 23 now, so he's still young. Still got time to progress, but so far he hasn't really done anything. So
now
we'll
back to his brother. The more
his brother's
one.
Definitely way better than him. So back to him. Let's actually look at his stats because he's
Jamie
really
Benn also playing well this year.
I know him. I used to draft him all the time. I remember the NHL fantasy.
You kind of remind me of Jamie Benn.
Me?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, I would say so.
Is there anything tied bad to his name?
No.
Well, look.
That's good.
Yeah, here's Jason Robinson.
Is there anything died bad to his name? I mean, he won the Hart Trophy with like 80 points. One. No, it's good. Take a seat, man.
Yes.
All good. All good. Okay, no worries.
Bradley, do you have any thoughts on the Dallas Stars?
Yeah.
None at all. No. So we have Bradley in the studio here, resident.
You want to say something?
You're good.
Yeah. Say something to the fans at the press box.
What's up?
And that's Bradley, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Bradley. Appreciate it.
See you, buddy.
Sorry for that, Jason. Yeah, Robinson.
My fault. Just, okay, going back to Jason Robertson. Yeah, he's only 23. He's only in what year is he in the NHL now? Third? No, third. Fourth. This is his fourth year in the NHL.
Holy crap.
What did he put up last year? 17 for a season.
He had, where's points? Right here. So he had 79 points last year, which is still really good.
So goals, so I'm looking at 17. Does that say 41?
Jason Robertson scored 41 goals last year. Apparently. What? I did not know that. I'm not going to lie. I did not know
NHL
that.
Stats, oh, it doesn't fact say
my
that.
Days.
That's actually crazy. I mean, so before that, he scored 17 and 51, which is still solid.
I'm sleeping a little bit.
Yeah, I'm
to
not
going
to lie. I didn't know he had that. I knew he was really good. I didn't know he had 41 goals, though.
I know. I'm
sleeping. And right now, he's got 19 and 23. So he's like, what pace is that? Who knows math?
That's a pace on.
On an 82 game pace, how many goals is that?
So if you carry the 1, 62.
You don't know the answer.
62.
That's just a wild guess.
It has to be more than that.
Nope.
No way.
62.
He's probably on pace for like. What it'd be 23? So if he scored a goal a game, it'd be 80.
Yeah.
Track four, let's say like
62.
No, 70. It'd be like high 70s.
Yeah. So he's on a high 70 goal pace, which is wild because you know I don't think people really watch the Dallas Stars like that. I don't think people really know many players on their team. Obviously, we know Jason Robertson and
Sagan, Ben.
Yeah, Jake Ottinger, too. You know, he's a very good goalie.
Klingberg, Rupi Hintz. Are we just going to name? Like,
yeah, we're just going to
name the whole lineup.
So apparently we do, but.
Well, no, we do, but nobody watches them play, is what I'm saying.
But you know who do people watch? Yeah. Jujhar Khaira. Let's check his pace.
We're not looking at Jujhar Khaira.
Oh, damn it.
No, we're not. No, that's a terrible
20
idea.
Goal season is coming.
But yeah, I mean, I'm just shocked that Jason Robertson's been this good. I didn't think he'd ever pan out to be like this crazy. I knew he'd be a good player.
You know,
but
same
he's like point per game.
He reminds me of
like,
Tage Thompson, just surprising.
Yeah, we got to look at Tage Thompson, who apparently, according to Tyler Sear, is from Ottawa, but he's not from Arizona. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's Tyler Sear of 613 Sports Show. Get your facts right. The press box is never wrong.
You do this all the time. You try to gaslight us.
Yeah. Makes up his fake facts. They're not true.
You'd be like, oh, yeah, guys, you guys know that. This player had a 100-point season this year. We like literally Google it. We're like, dude, that's false. Like, no, that's wrong.
Wait,
dude.
Is this his first season in the show?
No.
Okay, I was like, what?
Yeah, he's been around for a bit.
Three goals, 7 goals, 0 goals, 8 goals, 38 goals.
Yeah, like he kind of showed up out of nowhere because like we see his early season stats. Obviously, we see 2018-2019, 12.65 games. That's like a fourth liner. Then we see 2020-2021, 14 points in 38 games. That's a little bit better. And then 2021, last year, he kind of just broke out. He scored 38 goals, 30 assists, almost point per game. And then this year, he's been a more than point per game player, and he has 14 goals, 14 assists.
I have to say, those black goat head Sabres jerseys are just the chef's kiss.
I know everybody likes those. I don't really see
the
hype, to be honest.
Right?
Okay, I'm sorry. What's it called then?
Sure.
What's it called?
I don't know what it's called. It's just not a goat head.
No, but they call it the goat head.
It shouldn't be.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, because
I didn't know that.
It's like the goat jersey with the head. Stupid. I don't know. I've heard it being called the goat head. I know it's not a goat. Because
who said it was the goat head? Is that just what they call it?
I believe the TSN panel.
Interesting.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that.
But that's okay.
Back to Tate Thompson.
Anyways, Connor was right again.
Yeah.
Check that down.
The guy's a mammoth of a man. He's 6'6", playing he plays center too. I don't know why they have right wing, but he plays center too. He's 25 now. He's huge. Like when you see him
and
with
he's
the
got
puck.
His hands.
Yeah,
too.
Like did you see the goal he scored yesterday?
And
we're gonna pull that up right now because that was gross. Yeah. Talk about Tage Thompson.
So, yeah, Tage Thompson, mammoth of a man, as previously mentioned. Just
Connor's dream man.
Yeah, a little dreamy. His wife also had a 2 on her leg.
Thompson trying to get
once.
The right position on that one to make the play.
It's not there anymore.
So then, anyway, here's the goal.
Here's a chance in front. Oh, what a goal
could be
by Tage Thompson.
God,
man.
No.
Down low.
Angle of it. Hold up.
Tampa zone and the Sabres are
Thompson. Yeah, watch this. So he gets the puck here in the middle, just does that, and then he just.
What's the noise he made again?
It was actually like I saw this during an original Leaf game, and I was just disgusted the whole time. I was like, what did I just see? He's 6'8 or 6'6, probably 6'8 on
he's
stick doing this.
Yeah.
And like, that's just crazy to me because he looks like a defenseman out there, but he's like surprisingly quick for his size.
Imagine if Chara could do stuff like that. That would be absurd.
That would be the best hockey player on planet Earth.
Tate Thompson.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
Down low here, he's gonna get the puck.
He did have a hammer.
Move right there.
To it.
Buzz.
heard it when I said it.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know how to move on for that.
Down low here, he's gonna get
Oh my god, you didn't make my NHL most of that. I forgot.
Well,
we gotta figure out what else we're talking about here.
Kind of left us in a tough spot.
Yeah, let's look good standing. It's always a good thing to do. All right, so going to the Eastern Conference, the Bruins still on the heater. They've won eight of their last 10. They 18-3 still look like the best team in the NHL for now. The Devils are right there as well. They have their after they lost the Leafs because we broke their franchise long winning streak. You know, we did that.
Put a banner up for that.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't get any other banners.
It might be the only one you guys get for a while.
So it's like we don't get any other ones, so might as well put that one up. But now they're 19-4. They've still won their last three games after they took the loss, and they still look really good. They didn't really let that loss phase them. The Bruins still really good. The Lightning are starting to get back on track too.
You know, sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
But I just want to bring up the Flames here for a second. What's going on there?
They've looked a little wonky this year.
I had them as favorites. I would love to see a Canadian team bring home the cup.
I thought they were going to be really good.
And they're getting outperformed by the Seattle Kraken, which is something that should not be happening.
Actually, how's Florida doing too? Okay, so Florida has been solid. Like, they've been whatever. But, like, I think both teams kind of underperforming after both of them. You know, they both made big trades to each other with the Tkachuk and the Huberdeau trade going to the Flames. So I thought the Flames were going to be really good. They got Huberdeau. They got Kadri. They still have Markstrom. But apparently Markstrom's been really bad this year. He's been, like, one of the worst goalies in the league. Mm. So maybe that's why. Or maybe their defense isn't good. But they've lost their last three games. They're 4-5 and one in their last 10. I don't know what's happening with them. I mean, even the Kings are better than them.
Give us our 8th seed and we win the cup. Guaranteed.
I mean, you know what's crazy? Seattle's kind of just came out of nowhere. They're 8-1 and one in their last 10. And they've won their last 5 games. So. After they were like one of the worst teams in the league last year.
Expected though.
You expect them to be this good?
I expected them to be bad last year.
Oh well, yeah. No, last year we all knew they were gonna be bad. I'm surprised they're this good this year.
Is Beniers 5-3? Beniers is playing now?
I actually don't know, but I know they sent down Shane Wright to the AHL, and he's been going off in the AHL, but they don't want to bring him back up. Apparently, I don't
toxic.
Really know why,
he's just toxic.
He's just what?
Toxic.
Yeah, that's what it seems. Seems like the
attitude issue.
Yeah, the locker room or whatever. Which really is actually why he never got drafted the first overall this year, because apparently during the interview with the Habs, he didn't have a good interview.
And with the interview with the second and third pick.
Yeah. So he dropped all the way to 4, which is crazy.
And then Kraken were probably like, well, I guess we have to.
Yeah. I mean, you can't pass up on him.
I mean, you can.
Seems like he might have some character issues, which is never good. And
We'll get him in the press box studio and we'll humble him.
Yeah, give him a little intervention.
We'll humble him. We'll do the roast of Shane Wright, and we'll.
What are you gonna say?
So the Vancouver Canucks they start to win games and then they just blow them in like the third period. Like, it's pretty crazy. How much time we got left?
We got about. Well, we can end it now.
Okay, and next up.
So that was the NHL segment of the press box. We're gonna come back with the UFC. We got some UFC cards and maybe. Maybe after
free
that,
if
we have time, we'll talk about some other snacks. But, that's it for this segment. We'll be back for the next one.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box.
CKDJ's longest running show.
I'm Josh. That's Connor. That's Greg.
That was pretty long.
And we are back with
I'm adding a little
another
long.
Installment of the UFC / combat sports / random stuff that we talked about.
So this week on the Bat sports section. We're switching it up. So, we're talking about fencing. Recently, I have my fencing notes.
Shut up, Connor. Go ahead, Josh.
Before I go anywhere else,
talk about fencing this week.
Once again, Jake Paul back in the media. He's trying to get Nate Diaz out to fight because Nate Diaz is now officially
out of the UFC.
Out of his UFC contract.
He's not a fencer.
So, Connor, enough.
Connor, we're not talking about fencing.
Man. You told me we were. I have my notes ready. I did research on the most greatest fencer of all time.
Okay, who is it?
Hold on.
Okay, Josh, go ahead.
Okay, so, but this weekend we got a UFC fight night, and it's a stacked one. This past weekend there was no card because of the American Thanksgiving, not the real one.
Yeah.
But just the American one. Some notable names on it. Tracy Cortez, beautiful lady. She's fighting.
Yeah.
Aldar Gurvich, the best fencer.
I'm going to smash your phone in about 2 seconds if you don't shut up.
We don't want to hear about fencing. Go ahead, Connor. Or Josh.
Darren, did you just call me Connor?
Sorry.
Wait, you tell me to go ahead? Wrong. About Alder?
No, shut up.
Okay.
Darren, the Damage Elkins fights. I don't know if you guys ever watched him, but he just takes a lot of damage. I don't know how he's still alive. He just gets beat up every fight. Michael Johnson, the guy that's nearly a 500 record in MMA, which is pretty impressive. That's really hard to do. he's fighting. Clay Guida, Mr. Burps. Mm-hmm. He's fighting too. Interesting guy. And then Nico Price fights. I don't know if you guys ever watched him fight. He's entertaining. The hybrid.
It's the Price, right?
Haha, so funny, man.
we might have to kick him off the show.
Yeah, man, he might have to get escorted out of the studio right now. Stop shaking it. You're going to ruin the levels.
Sorry.
I'm not going to fix it for you again. God. So then Derek Brunson was supposed to fight Jack Hermanson.
Yeah.
That fight is now off, unfortunately, because Derek Brunson suffered an injury.
Yeah.
I can't recall what the injury exactly was, but he did suffer one.
Sad
days. So there is a replacement fight, though, for Jack. Roman
Reigns.
No, that'd be kind of cool, but no. I don't even know how to say that name.
Deleeds?
Let me try and say it.
Greg is the one that can read, so.
No, give it to me. Let me see it.
I assume it's Deleeds. Deleeds.
We're looking at something. This guy's name is Roman Dulidze.
Okay, cool.
That could be
Thanks, Connor. Thanks for the pronunciation.
Well, he's 11-1.
And then Bam Bam Tai Tuivasa makes his return after obviously getting beat by Surreal Gone a few months ago.
Yep.
Surprising he's back this fast.
In a great fight.
Yeah, he almost won that.
Yeah.
He had Surreal hurt, so he was very close.
Yeah, both of them had each other hurt multiple times.
I'm surprised he's back this quick, though.
Me too,
Tai after getting absolutely blown up that whole fight, but... Yeah.
He was taking some shots for sure.
That'd be a good one. Dos Anjos is back as well. I always like watching him fight. He's fun to watch.
Yeah.
He's fighting at 170, which is kind of interesting. I know he officially like made the jump to 170.
Yeah.
Permanently. But I get it. He's kind of old now. And then the main event, we have Big Mouth Kevin Holland versus Stephen the Nice Guy Thompson. I think Stephen Thompson's actually going to win that fight pretty easily. It's an interesting one for sure because they're both strikers. But I just think when Thompson's against another striker, he typically just dominates.
Yeah, it's fair.
He just keeps everyone at bay, and he's able to just throw his kicks and, just kind of keep it at his distance. So it'll be interesting to see, though. Kevin Holland, obviously, is really good.
Yeah, obviously, Kevin Holland coming back after he lost to Khamzat and said he was going to retire, but he didn't retire. He's back now, which he's back pretty fast now. After the how many months ago now was the Khamzat fight?
I think it was only like 2 months ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's coming back pretty quick, so... Yeah. Obviously, he wants redemption.
It was a quick fight, though.
It was, yeah. He didn't take it, really any damage besides getting choked. But, it's going to be interesting to see because, really, I don't really know if his heart is, in fighting anymore. Because I don't know. I think that's why he retired, fake retired. And I don't really know if he's in it right now because, obviously, Wonderboy has been around for a long time. And he's got the experience. Still a really good striker. Do you
Why
think,
come back, though?
What, Kevin Holland? I don't know, man. Money?
Well, yeah, he probably got a massive pay raise after the Khamzat fight.
Yeah,
and maybe run out your contract and then retire.
No, I think he still wants to fight. I think it's just he's in a pickle at this point.
Yeah, he's just in a weird spot right now.
He's in that top 10, but I think he knows he doesn't beat a lot of the guys inside the top 10 because 170 especially, it's a lot of wrestlers when you get higher up the rankings.
Yeah,
so he's kind of just taking money fights, but obviously he's still a big draw in the UFC. I think.
Yeah.
Probably one of the bigger ones. So
because he's just his personality, he's just a showman. So people like him.
That's pretty much the card for the weekend. I'm excited for it. I'll probably be watching that with my Bruins.
Where is it this week? Or this we're
probably
we're
Vegas.
In Vegas, yeah. Okay.
If I had to guess,
fair enough.
I'm gonna guess Seattle.
Do you want to check, Greg? Click on the card. It should
on
show
the card.
No, if you click on the main fight, it should tell us where it is.
On the main fight.
If it doesn't. Amway Center. Where's that?
Yeah. Click it. Come on.
Where is that? Orlando.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
I thought it'd be in Vegas. Maybe just at the
T-Mobile.
No, not they wouldn't do T-Mobile.
MGM.
I thought they would do at the Apex.
Yeah.
So then other kind of big news. Alex Pereira and Khamzat are going back and forth.
Yeah, I saw that.
Alex challenged Khamzat at 205, which I thought was interesting. I think it's just because Alex wants to fight soon and he doesn't want to make that weight cut again.
Wait, like the guy that just beat Izzy?
Yeah, he wants to fight Khamzat, and I think Khamzat absolutely mauls him.
Yeah, he will dog him. He will
obviously,
dog
if Alex
him.
Touches him, it's question is Khamzat going to go down?
Yeah.
That is going to be the quickest fight of all time.
I think Khamzat literally just does what he did to Kevin Holland.
Tackle
he just
him.
Tackles
just,
him, gets him to the ground, and submits him real quick. So
that's so easy.
Yeah, that'll
to
be interesting. And then the other big news that happened this past weekend was obviously Jiří Procházka. Yeah. Injured in the gym. Damn. Supposedly, it's a very bad shoulder injury.
Yeah.
According to Dana White and other UFC insiders, they were saying it's the worst injury doctors have ever seen when it comes to a shoulder.
What did he do?
I feel like he was grappling for Glover, and he just landed awkwardly and probably like tore his rotator cuff.
Something
and,
like, weird like that.
Probably just blew his whole shoulder.
His arm may have got caught somewhere in like a...
And everything just blew. Yeah. So he's going to be out for at least a year, they said. And then he vacated the title, which is very rare for fighters to do. I think... He's just like a true warrior spirit.
Yeah, I think his whole thing is just like, if I'm not going to fight, I'm not the champ. So
yeah, he doesn't want to hold up the division. He'd rather see other people go and kind of get motivation to come back.
Which I kind of wish more people would do that, to be honest.
So now it's going to be Rakic. Yeah, I think it's Rakic versus Blachowicz for the... No. It's not Rakic. Isn't it Magomed?
It is. Ankalaev. Yeah, it's Ankalaev.
Yeah, so they're fighting for the belt. 2 weeks. It'll be interesting because obviously they're both training for a 3-round fight, and about 2.5 weeks out, it's now a 5-round fight. Yeah. So
also back on Glover real quick. They did offer him they offered him the Blachowicz fight, and he basically said, "No, I'm not ready for that." And then they offered him the Ankalaev fight. He said, "No, it's too short notice." So basically, Glover he's not getting a shot anymore because he was basically saying it's too short notice, which is fair enough. It's in 2 weeks. You can't really, especially for some of the skilled guys coming up, like Ankalaev's really skilled right now. Yeah. He's really coming up. I wouldn't want to take that fight on two weeks notice either.
I also think he just wants that Jiří run back. Like, I think he wants that fight.
Yeah.
So I respect Glover. Obviously, he's going to have to fight someone if he wants to stay in title contention because he's only getting older.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to kind of say screw it and fight someone.
How many more fights do you think he realistically has left? Because he's like 40 years old.
See, I thought he was done a few years ago because he was on like a massive loss streak after like getting knocked out by Anthony Johnson and stuff. Rest in peace. But after that, he went on a tear. Like, he pretty much hit 40 and was like, yo, I'm actually good, and just dominated everyone. So that was pretty interesting. Paddy Pimblett, he's back.
Yeah, his dog is taking sloppy
dookies on everyone's lawn. Dookies on. I saw that. Dude, also in that video, he still looks like he's like 200 pounds right now.
Did you? The way he was just posted it.
Like, it makes no sense.
I'm sorry. My dog took a sloppy.
Yeah, that was hilarious, man.
On your driveway, can I get some water? I can't even pick it up. No, don't worry, love. Don't worry.
That was a funny one.
I'll clean it up.
This card's also really good. Like, Paddy's on it. Robbie Lawler's back. He's always fun to watch. He's probably going to get destroyed, but he's always fun to watch. Darren Till's fighting. He's back. Bryce Mitchell fights. Rosenstrike, Chris Daukaus. That's going to be a good one. That young kid, the new guy that just signed the UFC a few months ago.
Is this 18-year-old?
Yeah, he's his first fight. I think he's 17, isn't he?
Yeah, he's 17.
Yeah.
Now he's 18. He just turned 18, I guess. But Raul Rosas Jr., he's fighting his first fight.
On this card?
On this card? On 282?
On the prelims.
Good, fighting. Yeah. Oh, prelims. So nobody? Or?
He's fighting Jay Perrin. He's 10-6, so yeah, probably not very good. But
what's his name?
Jay Perrin. Oh, no.
No,
prelims. Prelims, yeah. Prelims. Second fight on the prelim.
Junior.
Right there.
Oh, I see
junior.
That right here.
Yeah, so he's fighting. Shabazzian, he was really good. I don't know what happened to him. He was like literally top 7 in the welterweight division like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Took one loss and he kind of just fell off the face of the earth.
Oh, Buckley's fighting on this card too?
Yeah, Buckley, Chris Curtis. That'll be a fun one. Those guys just love to duke it out, so I'm excited to see that fight. So
Buckley lost the last fight, right?
Yeah, he fought someone and it was a good fight. He just lost.
Was on the Cyril Gane card, right?
I believe so. But yeah, overall, two good cards coming up, and then I think we're done until the new year. There's one more.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we have this one. Sean Strickland,
Connor's
favorite
fighter.
This is
right before Christmas.
Don't say that.
He's 110%. Have you watched any of his interviews?
No.
Go watch. You're definitely going to love this guy.
Yeah, he'll be your favorite.
I don't.
Oh, dude, if I wasn't fighting, I'd be doing crystal meth in prison and killing people.
Oh, yeah, that's...
He says some questionable things.
He's like a guy straight out of Metcalf. He's like you.
Yo, that's me. I love crystal meth.
Okay, with that.
Maybe not a great thing to say on the program.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to say that, but... anyways, so how much time do we got, Greg? Because maybe we can get into a little another little debate and get
like
Connor mad.
Minutes, right?
Well, actually,
we have 4 minutes.
4 minutes, all right. So Connor,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
what should we do here? I'm thinking either favorite fast food place.
Well, if I'm looking at my phone right now, I'm just looking at the International Fencing Federation.
No, we're not doing that. We're not getting into a debate right now.
Are we ending with another debate?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me have a think. What is something we can debate about? Well, this is not good. Put me on the spot.
Best pizza place.
Best pizza place?
Yeah, best pizza place.
Little Caesars.
What?
Wow. That's pretty garbage. You're a big hot and ready guy?
No, I just, the breadsticks are kind of fire.
Yeah, the crazy breads are good. But
that is fair. Yeah.
But okay, go ahead. Hot and ready, and you go in halftime, and you're waiting 25 minutes.
You have to break this down. You have to break this down in two ways. Mm. So obviously, your local pizza joints hit different, right?
Yeah, well, no, we're
when like you're ordering
chains.
If you're at a hockey game or a sporting event,
it has to be a chain pizza.
It's pizza pizza.
Well,
sporting game, it's pizza pizza.
No,
but
it's the only one that's offered. No, you have no other alternative.
But nobody's okay, if yes, you're not going to a sporting event and you're going out to get pizza,
it's Gabriel's.
Nobody's getting pizza, pizza.
Then it's Gabriel's. The answer is Gabriel's. Games? Gabriel pizza is
see,
the answer.
That's new for me because I'm not from here. So like I had it for the first time like a few months ago.
You don't have Gabe's and
no, they're more Panago people out there.
No, we don't have. We're like just like Pizza Hut, Pizza Pizza, Little Caesars, that type of stuff. Like we don't really have like Gabriel's is more of a local thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, Gabriel's is fire.
Gabriel's is pretty good.
And then you guys also have like Milano or whatever it is.
Milano's is pretty good too.
Milano, yeah.
My favorite one, Domino's.
See, I haven't had Domino's in a long time.
Yeah, but Domino's, Domino's select locations.
It was really,
you know,
good. I remember.
Domino's, it's like there's not many. You know, it's like a firehouse sub.
Yeah, you don't
there's
see a lot
many
of firehouse subs,
but it's a gem.
Firehouses.
Don't even get me started.
10 times better than
you ever had firehouse subs and a booster juice?
No.
A hook and
that
sinker.
Like,
and a tropical
like
tornado.
Have a heart attack afterwards.
Sounds like a terrible combination.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
No, it sounds good at the time, but like afterwards, it's not gonna feel good.
Yeah. No. Pizza places.
I guess I didn't like. You guys didn't give me time to think about things to debate on this episode, so I'm really just not prepared. But next week I'll come.
Well, last week we did the same thing.
Yeah, but I used all my good ones right up. We went Starburst, we went
Gatorade,
and then
Munchies, and then subs.
Munchies, and then we just went on this just blasphemy rant about lettuce, which I still am not getting over.
Hey man, we're gonna try it.
Don't knock until you try it, Connor.
I know Josh is gonna take me out.
No, you're taking me. You said you had the gift card. You're taking me
out,
buddy.
Oh, I got a gift card. I'm taking Josh out. I'm going to show him a good time. And he's going to
get me canceled.
He's going to get me the sub.
Okay, you know what? Before we talk about this, back to the pizza.
Oh, we're not going back to the sub.
No, back to the pizza.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, obviously, we said we're talking about chains. But what's your favorite, like pizza place that's not, like, really known? Like, that's not a chain. It's just, like, a local spot that you if you have one.
Metcalf pizza.
There's a little spot by my house, Tony's Pizza. Fire.
Shout him out. Shout out fire. Tony's Pizza.
Shout out Tony.
So literally just up the street, I'll go like before my lactose.
What's your go-to order?
Well, it used to just be a poutine. Like, he used to just show up and be like, yo, can you make me a poutine? And he'd be like, I could call them and they know all our phone numbers. So they knew. They'd like see my phone number. He's like, poutine? I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, five minutes.
Literally, that's how you know you have a good joint.
Yeah.
Pizza joint. Walk down the street, this guy has my poutine ready, and it's like
that's great.
Honestly, shout out Tony's.
Yeah, shout out Tony's for that. That's dope.
If you live
obviously
in the
can't go there anymore because
you got.
I'll be in the bathroom for quite some time, unfortunately. But
he is lactose intolerant.
Yeah,
he is not doing. Anyways, shout out Tony's Pizza.
Yeah, facts.
If you live in the Orleans area,
what's the Metcalf spot?
Well, we have Metcalf Pizza, except their pizza is just
the name,
just
Metcalf.
Yes,
pizza?
But it's just laced in grease. It's just laced in grease. Like,
that sounds disgusting.
They dump it in a bucket of grease and they just slop it down, and it's so greasy. It's honestly rank. But we had another pizza place. It burnt down. Definitely arson.
What was it? Metcalf Pizza.
Definitely arson.
Metcalf South Pizza.
We had a Mr. Mozzarella, also burnt down.
There's someone out there that doesn't like pizza,
on? You guys
bro.
Have arsonists in Metcalf? Yeah. What's happening?
I guess the insurance like money. It doesn't go well for them, and they just say, we're burning her down. There's been like 3 instances of those within the past year.
Well.
But here, just quickly. Are you a pineapple on pizza guy?
Yes.
No.
I am.
No,
I know Josh is, and I am.
No.
I'm not a Hawaiian pizza type
no.
guy.
It just doesn't make sense.
That's what I think.
It makes it too. It does. The sensation's not good.
I like the sweet and salty vibe. That's just me, because it's like the cheese is like salty, and then like the fruit makes it like sweet. So it's like, I don't know. I know. I understand. It's an acquired taste, which is fair enough. I know.
Okay.
People don't like it.
I like sweet and salty. I just don't.
Yeah, I like sweet and salty.
Pizza.
Yeah. I understand why people wouldn't like
me.
Exactly.
It's just like give me
might as well just slap some lettuce on it
every time.
Meat lovers, see, I hate that because it's so greasy.
Meat lovers?
Because
no, that's diabetic.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like when you eat that.
Maybe carnivorous.
You know when you drink too much Coke and you can like feel on your teeth.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what with meat lovers you just feel in your jugular. You're like, this just added 8 pounds.
Yeah, let's see. Like, yeah, that's me. I don't really mess with meat lovers because it's so oily.
Yeah, I don't mess with.
I love it.
Like, I have a meat.
My go-to pizza,
I have a meat line that crosses it.
Go-to pizza, barbecue chicken.
That's fair. Yeah.
Barbecue. My go-to pizza.
The hot peppers and stuff on it.
Is it bad if I'm just like a pepperoni and cheese guy?
It's kind of basic, but
it's but it's like iconic, you know. There's nothing wrong with a good pep and cheese, you know.
Yeah, no,
definitely
fair.
Not.
It's fair enough.
It's not controversial, and everyone can enjoy it, unless you're lactose intolerant. Then I'm sorry, but
that's the one thing I don't cut out of my diet. Like my parents order pizza, and they're like, yeah.
I gotta do
it's
it.
Gonna be a rough
get,
one.
Get the lactose.
It's gonna be a rough night.
Beforehand or no?
No, I don't.
See, that's actually a good, like, if you ever go UFC and you need to make a weight cut, just eat one pizza, bro. And then
shed like 5 pounds.
Exactly.
Facts.
Oh my God.
Well, that's gonna do it for this episode of the Press Box. We're like 4 minutes over time.
Episode 31.
Episode 31 in the books. All the episodes are now on the website, so go check those out.
Yep. Next week I'm coming with debate questions, and
all right,
it's gonna get heated.
That's gonna be our second last episode, I think.
Oh my gosh.
Which is painful.
Right, We're not doing them over the break. No.
I'm not going to be here.
Gone. But you go.
If you guys go on studio,
you're going 23rd, though. You're going.
If anything, I might do over for the Christmas break, I might do like a best of
press box.
Just kind of like chop up a bunch
of you're going to make them cry.
And just throw them all together.
You're going to make them cry.
I'm going to be. It's going to be emotional.
Wait, I thought you were leaving the 23rd, though.
I said anywhere from 15th to 23rd.
Yeah, I got to figure out the date.
Okay, we'll figure it out before we...
Yeah, I'll ask my aunt, and then we'll see how many we have left.
Because if it's 23rd, we have three left.
Yeah, we have three left.
So we'll see. Everyone, text Greg's aunt, say, please drive him home the 23rd.
Spam the press box on Instagram.
And, all right, well, that's going to do it for this week's show. We'll see you next week.
Shalom.